What about, say if my car started squeaking, I might take it to the filling station and ask the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Check.
Alright, check it. Or let's say if you were gonna make a pie or a cake or something like that, you take the pan and you have to do what to it to, you know, you put this stuff on it so it won't stick, you say you have to do what to it?
Grease it.
Sure, okay. If you did it yesterday, you say you
greased it.
Alright. And if you get that stuff all over your hands are
greasy.
Alright. And getting back in the car, I might ask the man to open my hood and check my
oil.
Right. What about these old-fashioned lamps that you had before you had the electric ones? This liquid that they use for fuel.
Oh, kerosene.
What?
Kerosene.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that called anything else? Coal? Okay. Have you ever heard of making a temporary lamp or a makeshift lamp, taking some of taking a bottle and some kerosene and something for a wick, and just using it for a temporary lamp, you know, like maybe during a storm or something like that?
Yeah.
Does it have a name that you've ever heard?
Not that I know.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word flambeau? Okay. Say, the inside part of the tire that inflates, you call that the inner?
Tube.
Okay. What about, I noticed you had a boat. Outside. What kind of boat is that?
Boat?
I think it was.
No.
What was that?
It's a motorcycle on a trailer.
Oh, it is. Oh, it are. Who's it? It's
my sister's boyfriend.
Oh. I thought it was a boat. Well, what kind of boats would people use around here? Like if they were going fishing at a lake or skiing or something like that?
Skiing, they'd use a jet boat or speed boat.
A jet boat? What is that?
It's just, it's a type of boat that it goes real fast and puts out these big sprays, you know, makes a big spray.
Hmm. Is that actually jet propelled?
I don't know.
I ain't heard of that. Is that a brand name or is that just a general name?
It's just a general name.
Hmm. What about a boat that if you were going fishing, you might have to over?
Fishing boat?
Yeah. Have you ever heard it called a rowboat?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Say that for me?
Rowboat.
Alright. And this expression, if you've got a boat and you're going to put it in the water, what would you say you're going to do when you're in the process of putting the boat in the water? You're going to?
Hell it.
Okay. Or sometimes they use this word when they talk about rockets. You're going to the rocket.
Lift.
Okay. How would you say
L-A-U-N-C-H? Launch.
Okay. Would you ever use that word when you're talking about a boat? Wouldn't say launch the boat.
I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. Let's see. You ever do any sewing?
Mm-hmm.
So-so. Okay. Well, what, say if you were going to make a dress, you had to go to town to get the material for it. Would you ever take any of the type of material that you wanted with you to match it up, you know, to make sure you got the right kind and color?
Mm-mm, just go down there and get kind of what we want.
Yeah.
Start off.
Okay. Have you ever heard of people doing that? Taking a little piece along with them of the type of material they wanted?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you have any idea what they would call that little thing? Have you ever heard a sample or a swatch?
No, a sample.
Yeah. You ever heard that other word?
Swat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this word? Say if you were window shopping and you see a dress that you like, you might say, well, that sure is a dress.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now what about the comparative of that? You say, well, this is a pretty dress, but I think this one's even
prettier.
All right. What about the thing that you would wear around your waist in the kitchen?
Apron.
All right. And this thing right here, you call this a writing
pen.
Okay. What about a thing that you could use to keep a baby's diaper together?
Safety pin.
All right. And this metal that some old houses out in the country have this, that their roofs are made out of metal.
Tin.
Yeah. And you would say a dime is worth?
10 cents.
All right. Okay. Talking about clothing, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Pants, vest, and coat.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names for pants?
Slacks.
Yeah. Okay. Could you use that word for women's too?
Yeah.